talk about the devil, but don't talk to the devil. That's the title, that's the topic of today's Daily Dose. You know, C.S. Lewis wrote in the Screwtape Letters, he said that there are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors and hail a materialist or magician with the same delight. In other words, it's a mistake to ignore Satan, and it's also a mistake to put too much focus on him. So, should Christians talk about the devil? Well, when asked about this, Billy Graham, he responded, he said, "I don't know if I'm right, but it seems to me that we used to hear a lot more about the devil than we do today. Was talking about the devil just kind of a passing fad?" And then Graham continued and he said, "Satan is real, and he is just as much at work today as he was a few decades ago. The Bible's warnings are still true." And it says, "The enemy, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour," 1 Peter 5:8. Look, the Bible talks about the devil, also known as Satan. We see the devil Satan talked about right up front in Genesis when Adam and Eve fell into sin and rebellion. The devil's also at the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation, throughout that book, ultimately getting cast into the lake of fire. The devil is throughout God's Word. So as those who read the Bible and teach God's Word and discuss what God has to say about life, yes, we will indeed talk about the devil, and we should. We need to be aware of his schemes. We need to understand that he's the father of lies, as it says in John 8:44. He has come to rob, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Satan's aim is to mess us up and to mess up God's plans. And he'll do everything he can to keep us from Christ and to keep God's will away from our lives. In other words, the devil wants to rip us off, folks. He wants to chew us up, spit us out. The devil isn't some kind of fairy tale. He's no joke. So how do we respond to this? Scripture tells us in James 4:7-8, it says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And come near to God and he will come near to you." Again, James 4:7-8, right? Notice, we aren't told to yell at the devil or to even talk to the devil, especially in our times of prayer. Rather, we are to resist the devil, turn away from him, turn our back on him, give him the stiff arm. Don't give him our time. Don't give him our attention. And instead, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to turn our attention, our prayers, turn our focus, our eyes to the Lord, drawing near to him. Yes, Ephesians 6:12, it definitely reminds us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places." Yes, yes, yes. But that doesn't mean that we're supposed to fight this battle by talking to these spiritual forces of darkness and shouting at the devil. You know, even Michael, one of the most powerful of all angels, right? He didn't dare even accuse Satan, but rather he said, "The Lord rebuke you." That's Jude 1:8. "The Lord rebuke you." Look, in response to Satan's attacks, our response should be to turn to Jesus for help in our time of need. Instead of focusing on defeating the devil, let's focus on following Jesus, as it says in Hebrews 12:2, right? And let's trust that he, God, will defeat the forces of evil. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a time to cast out a demon. Jesus told us that that's something that we would be doing as his followers, just as he did. We would be doing that from time to time as believers. But that's a different discussion. Rather, I'm talking about talking to the devil, to Satan, giving him our attention, unwisely and unbiblically wasting our time talking to Satan instead of crying out to our risen and victorious Lord as Scripture calls us to do. So here's what I want to do. I want to encourage all of us. Stop talking to the devil when we pray. Stop talking to the devil when we minister to others. Stop shouting at the devil when things are going bad and when we need things to change. Instead, let's cry out to God, as it says in Scripture, in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let's present our requests to God, Philippians 4:6. Beloved, our God is able